Auspicious will come to order at 9:55 in room 120. Today's Tuesday, April 4th. I'm reopening the recessed meeting from Tuesday, March 28th. Members present are Representative Fansler and myself, Chair Stutz.
My stuff failed. I don't know what happened. Oh,
here it comes. Is it on? No?
It is. We'll just continue on and we'll just call that roll again.
Okay. Representative Fansler and myself, Chair Stutz. I'm joined by Kelly Burnett from House Records and my Fisher Committee aide, Reed Harris, and, oh, Representative Chanel, please come join us.
I didn't want to share.
There's no business for this meeting, so we are adjourned at 9:56. Okay, that's from the last meeting. Good morning. House Fisheries will come to order at 10.02 a.m. Welcome, everyone. Please turn your phones off or at least put them on mute. Today is April 4th, 2017. Member present, Representative Fensler, Representative Chenault, Representative Newman, and myself, Chair Stutz. Let the record reflect we do have a quorum. We are also joined by Kelly Burnett from House Records and Somers Cole from the LIO, and of course Reed Harris, my fisheries aide. Today we're going to bring back HB 128 shellfish enhancement projects and hatcheries. We heard this bill a few weeks ago, and I asked the sponsor to address a number of committee concerns. So, Representative Ortiz.
Thank you, Madam Chairwoman and members of the committee, for again hearing HB 128 dealing with shellfish enhancement projects. Madam Chair, HB 128, just as a reminder, advances mariculture opportunities in Alaska through shellfish enhancement projects. Very briefly, Madam Chair, it allows nonprofits to apply for and pursue enhancement or restoration projects involving shellfish. This may include red and blue king crab, sea cucumber, gooey duck, razor clams, plus other shellfish species not yet on the radar. Madam Chair, HB 128 bill holds the department to a very high standard in the process of issuing permits, specifically requiring the commissioner to make a finding of, quote, substantial public benefit and a determination that the project would not jeopardize natural stocks. It's important to note that when shellfish are released back into the wild by a permit holder, the shellfish becomes a common property resource. HB 128 addresses both the rehabilitation and enhancement of shellfish stocks. And this particular bill, Madam Chair, has two zero fiscal notes. It in no way increases the obligation of the state for further resources. So with that, Madam Chair, I'll be glad to answer any questions. And again, appreciate you guys looking at this bill one more time.
Thank you. And we also have Seth Bosang online from the Department of Law in Anchorage. Are there any questions from this committee? Representative Newman?
Madam Chair. Representative Ortiz, is there mechanisms in here? So if somebody's applying for this, they've claimed by all the rules, you know, they got their permits, but then they maybe start doing things that fall outside the boundaries. My question is what authority does the commissioner of Fish and Game have to pull permits for people who are non-compliant?
Through the chair, Representative Newman, that is a very good question, and I'm going to allow my staff or Mary to address that particular question.
For the record, Mary Hockler, Representative Ortiz's staff. There is a section that very explicitly lays out the provision that a permit could be revoked or amended, and they could shut down an operation if it's not in the public's best interest. That is found in 1612040, page 4, line 8. That section, again, it says specifically the permit may be suspended or revoked in the discretion of the commissioner if the commissioner finds that the operation of the permitted activity is not in the best interest of the public. The commissioner may alter the conditions of the permit to mitigate the adverse effects of the operation, or if the adverse effects are irreversible and cannot be mitigated sufficiently, initiate termination. And there is a, you know, there's a process also so that there would be, but it's to safeguard.
Thank you. Are there further questions from the committee? Representative Fensler.
I guess just to kind of follow up, I know we had, we had kind of discussed at one point, you know, this is what's labeled as an enhancement project. Now, I know we've kind of seen some other bills, and at times they kind of discussed kind of what enhancement means and what rehabilitation means, and you know, kind of making sure that we perhaps have uniform language for these kinds of projects throughout. And I just was wondering if you guys had a chance to kind of follow up with that or look into that further.
Through the chair, Representative Spansler, I do believe we have members from Fish and Game in the department here in the room, and I think that they would probably better be able to answer your particular question.
Thanks, Madam Chair. For the record, Forrest Bowers, Deputy Director, Division of Commercial Fisheries. Representative Spansler, if you look on page 8, under definitions, starting on line 18, we define enhancement and rehabilitation in the bill. And I think you asked me about this the first time the bill was heard. And so enhancement means increasing a wild stock's reproduction above natural levels, beyond natural levels, to benefit common property fishery uses. And rehabilitation would be taking a depressed stock and rebuilding that up to its natural reproductive level that would occur in the wild. And the thinking is most likely that a rehabilitation project would end once a stock has recovered to the level that it can sustain a common property harvest after the rehabilitation effort, whereas enhancement might continue on for some time to sustain those higher production levels. Is that true?
And so then you believe that the title enhancement properly encapsulates what you're going to be attempting to do with this project, is to make it go above what would be its natural stock, and rather not just a rehabilitation of some of these, because it sounded like, and we've heard a lot of different bills like this, so I might be slightly confused, but if I recall correctly, originally we had talked, this seemed to be aimed at kind of some rehabilitation in the beginning, and then maybe then transitioning into enhancement after that rehabilitation is achieved.
Through the chair, Representative Fansler. Yeah, I think that's correct. There was a version of this bill that came up last session, and we had enhancement and rehabilitation broken out more explicitly in the title. Net, so that it did create a little bit of confusion, and so to simplify, and we thought it would clarify. We recommended combining those definitions into enhancement. And I think most of the stocks that, candidate stocks that have been discussed as potential projects that would be permitted under this bill if it became law, initially they would qualify as rehabilitation. There are a number of depressed shellfish stocks that are where the commercial fisheries closed. They aren't sustaining any harvest now, and so. I think initially we'd be looking at probably more on the rehabilitation side rather than enhancement. I'm sure.
Thank you.
Follow up, just a comment. Thank you. I just want to make sure that we're being clear with our language and everybody kind of understands. I think that's important. I know we've looked at other projects, other bills, but have kind of, are they a rehabilitation project or an enhancement project? What really are we looking to try to do? And I'm just trying to make sure we have that clarity, and that way we're being universal across all of our, all of our different bills that go, so that when people read these, they can know that what we're talking about, in 128 here is the same as what we're talking about in, another House bill or Senate bill. Thank you.
Representative Newman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Director Bowers. I've been thinking about just the biological enhancement. As you said, you're enhancing, introducing another life being, I guess, of crabs and stuff into, beyond what it normally could take in capacity. Can you talk a little bit about the science that goes into the decisions that you'd have to make, or whether this affects everything else that lives in that habitat, has to be, you have to consider that. There's a reason why it wasn't there to start with, and if you put it there, it's going to push something else out possibly. Is there a peer review that goes through that, so you don't have just like one process going into this, that you have to have a well-rounded reasons for doing it? Can you talk about the science and how you look at that?
Sure. Through the chair, Representative Newman. I think you know, a little, just on background, the types of projects I think that would initially be considered if this bill becomes law, are related to fishery resources where, once relatively large populations of crab or other invertebrates, sustained commercial fisheries and through, you know, a combination of, you know, changes in the environment and fishing pressure, those stocks are depleted now. And so, you know, we would be looking at, permitting projects that would rebuild those stocks in their, native range, rebuild them back to levels that they once were. You know, it's possible that in the future there could be applications for projects that would introduce a species into an area that it isn't native, and we would consider that. You know, and so to get specifically to your question about the science, you know, we would look at you know, what other stocks are in the area, what we know about species interactions and impacts, what other you know, fishery user groups are there. I know that in one case, in Norway, there was a, you know, king crab were introduced, and that created a successful fishery in the Barents Sea, but it also, you know, created some cotton. The crab actually created conflicts with another fishery that were there. And so those are the kind of things we would look at. You know, what are the activities in those waters already? What resources are there? What do we know about the basic biology of these species? And we do have...
There's a pretty extensive, I think, in peer reviews and how we take a look at this and how it affects the whole biological system that they're introducing these or reintroducing into.
Yeah, and we do have... the bill contains a provision for an external review outside of the department, independent experts who would advise the commissioner on any permitting decision. Madam Chair.
Thank you, and welcome, Representative Chris Tompkins. Are there further questions from this committee? Seeing none, may I have a motion, please, Representative Fanser?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, I move that we report House Bill 128, that's 30-LS0449-D, from committee with attached fiscal note.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, this bill will move from committee. Thank you. And being there's no further business to come before this committee, we will adjourn at 10:15.